Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we've got a great show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. I'm joined by Mr. Benny Mathers. Hello, Mr. B.
Hello.
Hello. And also Ms. Valerie V.
Hey.
She's the V.
I can't do
hi.
That.
Hi.
My voice is a little scratchy, too. I'm like, hi. How's it going?
I know. It's really kind of cute.
Actually,
isn't
Valerie's
it?
More like my tone.
She is your tone. She's
what's
not
up?
A high voice.
No, she's like, what's up?
She is like a very deep.
Mid-range.
Sultry.
Let's just go with mid-range.
Deep sultry.
It's a safe play right there.
Okay, we'll go to mid-range. We'll do that. this is like the gang's all here.
Yeah.
Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
We made it here.
Mr. B, Ms. V, and Dr. P. How do you like that? Is that like a little thing?
It's a ditty.
That's a ditty.
Mm-hmm.
And that's us. Just call us Ditty. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today, great show. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. The keys to unconditional self-love. I can't wait to hear what he has to say about this. You know, a lot of conversation about self-love, love yourself, do this, go treat yourself to this, treat yourself to that.
You did say love, though, right?
I did say love.
It floats back to you.
We haven't played that in a
we
long
have not.
Time.
We have not.
I broke
just
that one
in
out
your
of
honor.
The archives, yeah, right?
Just in your honor, just for you.
Was this Love Boat?
It's a Love Boat theme.
All right,
theme
thank
from
you.
The Love Boat.
You know, I didn't grow up with that, so.
No, that's right. You didn't.
Well, in Germany, we didn't have the Love Boat. I think I never made it there. It was too good.
You think it never made the Love Boat?
Was it like
it to
the
Germany?
U Love Boat? Like the U instead of the U? Never mind. That was a bad joke.
Yeah. Were you old enough to watch? Are you old enough
I caught the reruns.
Okay. All right. So yeah. So basically, you
yeah.
weren't part of the.
No,
yeah,
I wasn't really a part
right,
of it.
There we
I
go.
Won't consider myself a part of that.
Yeah. And I'm not sure that on the Love Boat we had unconditional love, but we're going to find out in a moment.
Rob Spears from Conscious Talk actually wrote a couple episodes.
Wow,
he was
did he?
Yeah, he's a writer from L.A. formerly, and he did some of Merv Griffith shows.
Wow.
Along with a couple of scenes from, or shows actually, not scenes, from The Love Boat, too.
Nice.
It was a small stint, he says.
Okay, but still.
Where do you think all the love comes from that show?
No. I mean, so he must be completely energetically tapped into
totally.
The Love Boat.
Yeah.
That's Rob and Brenda from Conscious Talk, for those of you that are wondering who we're talking about. They actually pop in on the old station at 7 a.m. Still?
7 to 8 a.m., yeah, here on 1150 KKNW in Seattle.
Yeah, bam. Mm-hmm. There you go. Dr. Friedemann Schaub pops in with us on a regular basis.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I know. It's totally good. And, he is the founder of Cellular Wisdom. It is a personal breakthrough and empowerment program, but he's also more than that. And you're going to hear about that today. He has helped people all over the world move beyond anxiety, depression, post-traumatic stress disorder, chronic pain, and much more. He works nationally and internationally. And today, I can't wait to hear this. We're going to be talking about unconditional self-love right before the holidays. Wow.
That's right.
It's all quiet.
It's like,
what's next?
So thank you.
Thank you.
Again, taking on a sizzly topic.
Well, it's a timely topic, isn't it?
I'm just
wondering how many people have actually bought themselves a Christmas present this year. And most of them probably would say, me? No, I don't buy myself Christmas presents. And including myself, I just started a few years ago to actually say, okay, what do you want for Christmas?
Wow.
And then I treat myself to something, which, I think it's so easy for us to give and give and also buy for others and think about others.
Right.
But with all of that, somehow fear forgetting ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting. This is the time where a lot of people that I'm working with saying, I'm so busy and I'm so exhausted and the holidays are so stressful. And I think part of it is that all our attention and focus goes on the outside, making it nice for everybody else. And somehow we are just coming short. And so I think this is a really good topic for this season to, at the end of the year, also spend some time celebrating and really loving yourself.
Well, and in taking a moment to actually treat ourselves, right?
That's right.
I mean, part of it is, and let me ask you if this is true, you know, if we don't do things like that, does it imply that there is a woundedness inside, a place that we actually don't love about ourselves? I'm sure there are many places, right?
Well,
we don't
think,
like the way we look, we don't like the way we dress.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of that goes on.
Well, you know, and it all comes in different shades. So, you know, some people definitely avoid themselves because there is a woundedness and they don't want to, you know, not even look in the mirror or don't even want to think about what they could want because they believe I can't have it anyhow. Or they are so conditional that only when they are doing something for somebody else, they feel good enough. I mean, we all know those examples. But then sometimes it's also plain ignorance that we are just not aware of ourselves. I mean, we are not even aware of our needs. And I was absolutely great at that when I was in Germany in this hospital working, you know, really long hours and pretty much focusing on the career. And I certainly didn't focus on my body, and sometimes I forgot to eat all day or even forgot to go to the bathroom. It was just amazing how I ignored my basic needs. And, of course, I ignored my basic emotional and mental needs as well until, you know, I noticed, well, somehow the patterns that I developed to compensate, you know, to chill out or just to somehow get the stress away weren't really healthy. And so I wondered what's really going on here. And I think a lot of people are living in this cycle that there is more an ignorance, not even knowing what's there to love or what is self-love, then it's really only the woundedness, which may be at the deepest, deepest bottom. And that's what I like to do, you know, work on with clients.
And we're actually going to have some guests join us on the show today as well. But let's talk about this whole idea of unconditional self-love, because it's got to have a different meaning for you than, you know, the general, you know, caricature of self-love that's out in our pop culture right now.
Well, and I think that's really interesting that you're saying this, because a lot of people say that our culture and, you know, the youth that's growing up is all, you know, about themselves, self-serving, self-centered. But I really don't believe that this is really self-love or can be equated with self-love. I think it has much more to do with trying to be somebody or trying to get appreciation or acceptance from outside. If I'm noticed, I know I have value or worthiness. So they do a lot of things that seem to be like all about themselves. But does it really come from, you know, a sense of self-worth, or does it come from a sense of worthlessness?
Exactly.
And this unconditional love I'm talking about is really just this, you know, opposite of what we grow up with. Because, you know, I always think about babies. And when you think about little children that really are absolutely certain that when they scream, somebody going to come and feed them or, you know, change the diapers. And there's so much just self-understanding and this natural expectancy that I don't have to do anything, just be myself to be taken care of. But then throughout the years, you realize, no, that's not the case. So you have to measure up, perform, do well, be quiet, and so on. So it becomes very conditional. We get conditioned to do something in order to be loved or get appreciation. And that comes in great variations. And that's certainly that we have forgotten what it means to be unconditionally loving.
This is such a complex thing to talk about, because what I'm really struck by is this idea, and there is language for this in our culture. One of the words we use is codependence.
Mm-hmm.
We use that phrase. And a lot of times we don't think about what it means. For example, I want to ask you about this. There are some people, and I'm going to use extremes, there are some people that really don't think and care about what other people think, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's like on one end of the continuum, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here, I'm just going to be like me. I don't even know if a person like that really exists. Then on the other end is, I am going to check in with the world before I actually know, believe, or feel anything.
Right.
And somewhere in the middle, there's a whole continuum of how to be.
Mm-hmm.
But this idea of needing acceptance from other people is really deep-seated, but shows up everywhere. It shows up in our job. It shows up in our relationships. Like, I'm not going to be in a relationship with you because I don't know what Benny's going to think. So this is really a very complicated umbrella,
yeah,
which gets back to unconditional self-love.
Right, right. Well, and it goes back to understanding yourself. You know, it's like this identification with other people's, you know, story about you. And, you know, it's not only about codependency with people, which I think is something that, you know, we are, of course, that's pretty obvious. But there is also a codependency with the attachments we have to, for example, we work. You know, work can be one of the greatest codependencies that we have, where we are telling ourselves we are only somebody if we are productive, if we are creative, if we are doing something. And we're completely forgetting that, hey, wait a second, we are not only our work. So that's, you know, these examples where people are losing their jobs and all of a sudden losing their identity and don't even know who they are.
Or, that happened to me.
Yeah, or they are finishing a project and then they fall into a deep hole because the project was all they were, and then all
that happened
of a sudden
to me
forget.
Too. That was my dissertation. I was depressed.
Well,
I should have been celebrating.
Exactly.
I was walking around like a mopey toad.
Well, because that really has been taken away from you in that moment, that main focus, and you have put all your energy and all your attention on that, and then you fall into this void of not knowing who you are. So there are more codependencies than we are really aware of. And I want to just address that person that says, you know, I don't care what other people are thinking.
Yeah, that's over here, down here.
But that person...
Are there really people like this?
Well, they are.
Are they narcissistic, though, like over there? Like,
well,
I don't know.
I mean, even the narcissist has a very vulnerable, needy side inside of them.
That's true.
But they are usually the worst critics themselves. So they don't need other people to criticize themselves because they are constantly putting pressure on themselves. So they are the overachievers and the guys who just push through every door. But deep inside, they're constantly wanting more, having to do more. And they certainly don't celebrate themselves because they are never really enough. But they don't need others to tell them because they already do it themselves all day long. And so what I'm getting at is that this part of us that has been there, you know, way back when we were just freshly born or maybe in the womb, that's still there.
Yeah, I mean,
there's still this vulnerability. There is still a delicate self inside that all it needs is to be loved and appreciated and to be taken care of or handled with care. Now, we try to get this from others, but as most of us know, you know, we are all...
The well has run dry. Yep, you got to be drilling another hole, folks. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Friedemann Schaub about why is self-love so difficult. But also, we have some friends that are going to join us on the show here today, and it's really a time where many of us get to explore this question. But also, we get to heal some of the wounds, some of the things that cover up that shining light you're referring to, Dr. Friedemann. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll be talking about the importance of this. But please, this show is for you as well. 1-800-930-2819. You can give us a shout and get your questions, or you could go to Dr. Pat Live. And ask a question through our instant feedback question place. So we'll be right back with the show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Many of us have tried diets, and honestly, a diet is just a tool. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can combine clinically tested Medifast weight loss products along with the support from a Take Shape for Life certified health coach. You can watch life happen being overweight, or you can make life happen. The Take Shape for Life program gives you the tools and support to live a healthy life and reach your weight loss goals. Talk to a health coach. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you tired of using skincare products full of unpronounceable chemicals? Do you eat ramen by candlelight to support your expensive candle-burning habits? Well, come on down to Zenith Supplies. We have everything you need to make your own soap, candles, creams, and much more. We're open from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. Come explore our store at the corner of 63rd and Roosevelt, just north of the U District in Seattle. Call us at 206 206- 525-7997. Find recipes and more at zenithsupplies.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based Reservatrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest Resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at www.reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
That's a good one. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For more information about Dr. Friedemann, you can go to CellularWisdom.com, and that's his website. He's also got a great giveaway today, CellularWisdom.com. Benny, we got somebody hanging.
Yeah, let's take Christine. She has a comment about our show today. Christine, what's up?
Well, hello there, Dr. Pat.
Hi, Christine.
Always, so grateful that you're on the air.
Thank you.
I'm calling because I wanted to say that I think the holidays are a great chance to see how to love ourselves more profoundly.
Mm.
I don't tend to look at it as a problem or that we're not doing something we're supposed to do. I think because we're always changing and shifting and everything is always moving, that loving ourselves isn't really a difficult process. It's more of a complex process. And once we can pay attention to that and know that if we're dedicated to the world's happiness, then we can also be dedicated to our own happiness, because if we're not happy, then the world isn't happy, and because we're part of the world. Kind of like that Vidal Sassoon, you know, if you don't look good, we don't look good. but also, I wanted to say that I think it's really important that when we start thinking about these different ways of loving ourselves, especially at the different stages that we are in our life, that we don't beat ourselves up about our, you know, not doing something or perhaps, you know, thinking that we're being forgetful. I really think it comes from that we're always evolving, and it's only natural that we learn how to love ourselves in different times, in different ways, you know, just in different kinds of fashions, because we're not the same exact person doing the exact same thing in the exact same environment when we're 20 or when we're 40 or when we're 80. So it's this whole life is a chance to learn how to love ourselves more profoundly, and in doing so, we love the world. And I think that is really a fantastic way to see the holidays, because this is a great chance to see how we can love ourselves more profoundly.
Ah, Dr. Friedemann.
Thank you very much. I couldn't agree anymore. It's exactly, you know, what you're saying. It's not for us to take now a beating and saying, you know, I haven't done enough. But, you know, with every self-love comes also self-awareness. And I think the intention of self-love needs to be behind it. And I always believe that with self-love comes also self-respect and trusting ourselves and that commitment that we are showing to others that we love. And a lot of people are either not respecting themselves enough and they don't treat themselves accordingly, or they don't commit to them enough, you know. And so, like you said, self-love comes, you know, through the ages and the times in different forms. But that commitment to yourself, that's something that I believe is so important to be at the core. I work with so many people that initially tell me, yes, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go to the gym and I will, you know, eat right, and I will make sure that I go to the doctor, get checked out. And then they don't, because other things seem to be more important. And again, it's about really just watching that you're doing this and understanding that you're hurting something inside of you that you want to be committed to, that needs your care. And when you're aware of it without, again, feeling bad, although I have to say feeling bad is not necessarily bad because sometimes it can be the catalyst to really good change. But just being aware of what you're doing and seeing that if you really love somebody outside of you, your spouse, your kids, your mother, your father, you treat them in more kind ways. You treat them in more in ways that you pay more attention to. You treat them in ways where you think about what can I do to actually make them happy? What do they need?
Right.
And that's all that you need to do right now during the holidays. Just ask yourself the question, what do I need right now? What is it what makes me feel?
I think inquiry is incredibly important.
Yeah.
I guess I just come from the generation that, you know, growing up, I know myself and a lot of my friends were told, you just have to do these things.
Yeah.
And it really wasn't about doing the things. It was why you were doing them.
Because it's really conditional again.
You know, and having that inquiry about, you know, like, is this really going to, are these things really going to do something for me? And really, I think it's just, you know, I just tend to think of it as, you know, pay attention that to the fact that you are learning how to love yourself. You didn't come here knowing how to have relationship, how to do things. You came here, and the entire purpose that you came here for was to learn and to experience. And even in not loving ourselves or doing things that are harmful, I guess, quote, harmful to ourselves, you know, we learn things that are so profound and deep that we would not have that appreciation if we had not experienced that.
So. I agree, but what I don't agree with is that we have to learn how to love or how to be in a loving relationship. And the reason why I don't agree is this amazing phenomenon that those people that have been abused the most are often the most loving and kind parents or spouses. And there's something innately, and maybe it's because of the contrast that they went through, but there is something innately that they just do right because they do it from a place that doesn't have to understand or learn. It's more like this natural source of love that, you know, despite all that had happened to them, hadn't been erased or turned off. And that's one of those things that always makes me really have a strong belief in our unlimited potential, because that is there. And despite what we have been programmed with or told that it's not okay and that we are not okay, that source is still there. And I think that's at the core of it, who we really are as human beings.
Mm-hmm. Christine, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I love this conversation. We have great listeners, don't
we,
Adam? They're like the totally best in the world.
I am sure.
Amazing. I was actually going to just sit back and let her, you know, her have. I was having a great time just listening.
Cruise control.
I'm telling you, that was great. But one of the things I do want to address, and let me be the naysayer today.
All right.
Let me be the naysayer. What does that even look like? All right, I'm going to try it. There is a difficulty with self-love. So I can only imagine the difficulty with unconditional self-love.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to say by that is, I was using an example. Very dear friend of mine. Amazing, amazing person. But there are things that we learn over our lifetimes from the environment, from our parents, programming. And you more than anybody know this because you help people get unprogrammed.
Right.
We learn these things, so sometimes we can't see it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know about you, but I've usually had to have other people tell me, you know what, this is what you're doing. That is not really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That's not okay?
Yeah.
So I need for us to have a conversation about these layers of difficulty, because if self-love, perhaps, unconditional self-love was so much a part of who we are.
Mm-hmm.
What the heck stops us from doing it?
Well, you know, you said it just yourself. There are these layers that have been put upon us. And just this morning, I got an email from a client who wrote me that she had this conversation with her mother, and her mother was a very abusive person. And once again, you know, she's in her 40s, she heard from her mother exactly the same messages that she has received as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But the difference was this time, she realized, wow, this is all projection. this is not me. This is not something that is really addressing me, who I am, but it's something that she tries to put upon me. And she wrote me that it was a great relief to recognize that and to say, you know, I don't have to take this on any longer. So that's also a place of awareness. So there are these layers of what we have been, you know, receiving, what we have been put onto our psyche, onto our subconscious. And then there is this deep conditioned fear of not being accepted, a deep conditioned
yes.
fear of, again, only if then we are acceptable.
Right.
And I think that's something that needs to be erased, not by intellectually thinking through it. That
no.
often doesn't work. So that's something that, you know, that's why I love working with the subconscious. When you really work with the subconscious, these shortcuts that your brain or your nervous system, your psyche does, can be completely erased. And you can really go back to the truth of who you really are.
And this really is important because we're going to talk about this for the remainder of the show about self-love. You know, we also grew up in a culture where it said that, you know, a lifetime of woe or a lifetime of programming can't be easily erased. And I think that's a myth, again, now that
Absolutely.
We've grown up with.
Yeah.
We really have. And you know, so we carry the story around that says, wow, like, wow, this is my childhood. This is what I've done. And it's going to take me like a million years to get rid of it. But we are finding that that is not true.
Absolutely not true. And, you know, it is not true because I think there's something that, especially in our times, and that's so fascinating to me, that in our times is not any longer acceptable. I have people that are coming to me and working with me that I believe 10 years ago wouldn't have done that.
Exactly.
So people that right now really realize, you know, I have reached everything I want. I have that boat and the car and the house on the beach, but there's something missing. There is a connection, an alignment with myself that is missing. And so all those things really don't have value. I don't find fulfillment. So they are looking for more. And I think there is a consciousness that is right now emerging. If it's now, you know, whatever it happens, if the age of Aquarius is coming or I don't know, but there's something that I find fascinating to see that there is a shift
yes.
in our minds, in our consciousness that says, you know, rather than focusing outside of me all the time, I need to find that purpose. I need to find the answer to the question, who am I? And what am I really about? And that quest, that searching, inevitably also leads then to those dark places that realize, you know, we realize later on, well, these are the wounds. These are the things we grew up with. But what's underneath is already shining through.
Exactly.
This is this light that you somehow already get a feel for. And what I find so fascinating about working on that level is that once you connect to this light and when you connect to your truth, all of those programs fall away. All of those, you know, piles of stuff are just disappearing automatically. They
right.
are gone.
They
Absolutely
get gone.
Absolutely gone.
There's no, yeah. And I love the what we're talking about because once the light comes on, you know, there is no dark.
There
and that's kind of interesting about that. When we come back, we'll be talking about the signs of self-love. But more importantly, we've got some folks joining us on the show today. Dr. Friedemann Schaub's in the house. Also, he's got a great giveaway for everybody. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
All my love, that's all I do.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge. And when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. With CRA, we are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome to Rubenesque Yoga. We offer yoga classes at retreats that focus on relaxation and rejuvenation. You do not need to be a marathon runner or bend like a pretzel to attend our classes. Rubenesque Yoga's retreats are held at the beautiful Wild Iris Inn, located in Lacana, Washington, where you will enjoy a weekend of relaxation, yoga, and shopping. Please visit yogaforplussizes.com for more information. That's yogaforplussizes.com.
Meet Kevin.
I was 60 pounds heavier than I am now. I was at 35% body fat. I was depressed. I was miserable.
Then Kevin consulted Seattle nutritionist Bev Kinblade, who made some adjustments in his diet.
It wasn't some fad diet. It was solid nutrition. My metabolism improved drastically. My energy shot up. My self-confidence, self-esteem. It was life-changing.
Find out about a free 30-minute nutrition appointment with Bev Kinblade at SeattleNutrition.com. SeattleNutrition.com.
Reclaiming your fearless nature with Bennett Bingham is about giving you the encouragement and tools to explore who you truly are and then to fearlessly move towards reclaiming it. This program will empower you to become proactive in your own journey to power. On the show, we will be exploring any tool that will help you take back control of your wellness. Topics might include all types of energy work, vibrational healing techniques, connecting with nature, body work, and much more. Tune in each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. That's Tuesday at 5 p.m. right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You'd love her too. I love her. She gives me.
Wow, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Dr. Friedemann Schaub is in the house. Self-love. Unconditional self-love is what we're talking about today. And we've got some folks going to join us. But before we do, let's just talk a little bit about what you're paying forward to our listeners today.
Yeah. So on the Pay It Forward page that's associated with you and the Dr. Pat Show, I'm offering a free teleseminar, which is called Breakthrough Fear and Anxiety. And, you know, fear and anxiety is really one of the major blocks between us and accepting and loving us. So just learning simple but very effective ways to go to the root of your fear and anxiety, to understand how you can release it, and really find more about yourself once you have released that. That's what this teleseminar is about. And it will give you in an hour and a half already quite a lot to think about and to work with for the future.
And you can go to calltoconnection.com, sign up, and you'll see this is one of the amazing gifts from Dr. Friedemann Schaub.
And it's on February 3rd.
February 3rd, everybody. So plenty of time. Tell your friends about it. You know, we're talking about unconditional self-love, and you've invited several folks to join us in the conversation. Tell us a little bit about Barbara, and let's welcome Barbara to the show.
Hi, Barbara. Are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm good.
So, Barbara, I just want to quickly, you know, introduce you. Barbara has been a client of mine who really knows a lot about the power of self-love and also knows a lot about the power of the lack of self-love and how it can really change your life and how the lack of self-love in a lot of ways doesn't only lead to self-destructive patterns, but also leads to patterns where it's hard for you to connect to others. And in your case, Barbara, also it was hard for you to connect even to your own child. And I don't know if you want to share a little bit about your journey.
Oh, well, you know, without self-love, it's definitely, you feel trapped. I guess is probably my best way to explain it. Because you don't know how to reach out to other people because you can't even reach out to yourself. Because you don't know how to expect love because you don't know how to give it either.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just didn't, I really wanted to love my daughter, but I didn't know how to because I didn't care about myself pretty much at all. I mean, I got into drugs and I was very self-destructive, which then ultimately ruined my relationship even more so with my child. It's painful when you're there.
And what would
it's scary.
You,
it's dark.
What would you say, you know, was for you the recognition about the root of that lack of self-love? I mean, did you feel like, well, I just never learned it? was there for you just unresolved traumas? What would you say was just preventing you from loving yourself at that time?
Definitely unresolved traumas. And when, you know, you and I dealt with those, it helped a lot. But it was also, I don't think I was really taught the self-love by my family.
Mm-hmm.
They always, you know, tried to show the love, but I don't think anybody in my family really ever knew how to love themselves either.
And so with these unresolved
combination.
Yeah, and with these unresolved traumas came also quite a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that pain, then, you were, as you said, going into very self-destructive patterns. Would you say that it was like a spiral that just kept on going more and more out of control?
Oh, definitely. And when I would think I'd try to, like, I'd almost be out of it, then something would happen around me, whether it be with my daughter or anything, and I would go down even faster back into that spiral.
And at that,
because I didn't know how to keep myself out of it.
Right. And at that time that you went the most out of the spiral, would you say that you had any inkling of compassion or love for yourself?
No, not at all.
What did you feel about yourself at that time?
I think one of the best exercises that we did that showed me how I am now and how I used to be, the way I pictured myself was just basically someone on the street that didn't have anybody, have anything, didn't care about their self-appearance, didn't care about getting out of it. I mean, I was just in the darkest, darkest place in my life. I mean, there was no light for me to see.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess would be the best explanation.
And how did you turn it around?
It's getting help and understanding how to, one, to deal with my past traumas,
mm-hmm.
and know that it wasn't my fault that they were, you know, that things happened. Because that was a lot. There was a lot of self-blame, and just growing and learning how to love myself.
So, did you find certain things for you especially impactful that are still today are serving you to love yourself? Where you feel like, you know, if I do this every day, it really makes a huge difference.
The biggest one is remembering, like for me with my little girl, because that was my biggest point of getting help because I needed to be better for her.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Mm.
Was just remembering to love myself when I was little and seeing that little girl inside of me that just wanted to be loved so badly. And to learn to love that little girl helps me love myself as an adult and also helps me see that my daughter is searching for that love just as much as I was.
And
that's, you know, I have to remind myself on a constant basis to stay in touch with my younger self. Because when I lose it, I get obsessed. I can't say it. I bring in other people's feelings about me instead of putting up that boundaries. So I think that's my biggest, my boundaries and my self-love for my inner child,
mm-hmm.
are my two biggest ones.
You know, and this is something that was so healing for you. I remember how, you know, the pain that you had, you also realized that it was at the deepest level a calling from that, you know, very vulnerable place we talked about, mm-hmm. that inner child, mm-hmm. that just wanted to be acknowledged and just wanted to be also embraced. And when you realized that, wouldn't you say that the traumas and the self-directed anger and the hatred really disappeared in a very short amount of time?
Yeah, it did. It was amazing because it was like a huge weight was lifted off my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have just that heaviness on me all the time. It was nice. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a lot of work.
Right.
Not going to lie, it was a lot of work to get where I am, but it's wonderful.
So how has your life changed in the meantime through self-love?
I have a better relationship with my daughter. I have a better relationship with everyone in my life, including myself. I'm, I guess the best way to say it, a productive member of society.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm not so self-damaging, and I care about other people. I can actually genuinely care about other people. It's not just a show, mm-hmm. because I thought I had to. I'm involved in a lot of nonprofit organizations now that I love to give back to. And I have goals to continue to do that, to help people change their life the way I've changed mine.
And at the same time, you're still aware of the fact that you have to focus on self-love in order to really...
Oh, I have to.
Yeah.
Because you and I talked back in June, and I was I didn't even really have time to talk to you because I'd overwhelmed myself again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we had to reschedule, and it really, you know, you made me slow down for a minute and realize, like, hey, hello, did you forget about somebody? And I did. I mean, I had to step back again and just, I've made it a part of my daily schedule to have time for myself. And it's written in my schedule so that I don't forget about me. And that's how I have to do it. And it's, you know, and I do it throughout the day as well, just reminding me of what I've accomplished and where I am, and that I am a good person, and I'm a loving person, and I'm a respectful person, all the things that I didn't believe about myself before. So, I mean, it's something you have to work on all the time, I think. It's a lot harder. It's harder to be, for me, it's been a struggle because it's harder to be positive and be self-love and all of that. It's harder work, but mm-hmm. It's such a better payoff.
Yeah. Well, it means that you really have to invest. But what better place to invest? Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing with writing this actually into your calendar. Because, you know, most of us, when we have it in our calendars, we are actually, you know, taking the time. We don't miss appointments. That's also mm-hmm. one of those conditions that we can definitely use for our benefit. So the fact that you are putting it in there every day and you're following through and you're committing. And, you know, you probably also would say it's not about committing, you know, for hours every day. It's just a few minutes a day is enough to get you back on center and really feel yourself again and see, okay, I am my priority.
Exactly. And I mean, and sometimes even that's when I'm driving, listening to, you know, my music in the car. That sometimes is when I take my time just to really think and, you know, come back to myself. Like you said, it doesn't take hours. It just takes a few minutes.
Wow. Barbara, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Dr. Pat. Thank you.
For joining us today and for really sharing. And there are so many people that listen to this show, and I know you have touched them and hopefully have given them an opening so that they, too, can find self-love. Thank you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barbara.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, more with Unconditional Self-Love. We've got another guest joining us, and Dr. Friedemann Chow. We'll be right back.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Are you tired of hanging on to things in your life that hold you back? Get ready to reclaim your fearless nature with Annette Bingham. Annette has been a catalyst for helping people achieve maximum results. Known for her breakthrough approaches, she will assist you to unleash your true power. Her unique distance healing techniques have been empowering people globally. Get ready for a life-changing event to step into your fearless nature. For more information, visit AnnetteBingham.com or call 432-770-4062.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind-body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Sing it together. Let's come together and just feel it all right. Welcome back, everyone. Dr. Friedemann Schaub joining us here today. You've now invited another friend to the show. Well, let's talk about it. So for those of you out there, how does this sound? How do I love me? How does that question sound? How do I love me? Well, we have a guest joining us here today. Dale Schwartz, first of all, is the founder of HowDoILoveMe.com. And she is going to jump in here because we've talked about a lot. Now we need to know, what can we actually do? Not only that, she also has the 31 days of self-love month coming up. And Dale Deanna Schwartz, very special guest. Welcome to the show, Dale.
Well,
Thank you. Dale, hi. And we actually, you know, I was so excited when you sent me this idea of yours about self-love. I think sometime in August or so, because it sounds such a great idea to commit for a whole month every day to self-love. And, you know, you call it the self-love challenge.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell me or tell us a little bit more about what that entails and what people can do?
Sure. I learned the hard way that the only way to really be happy is to love yourself. And it was by being kinder to myself that I started to get past all of the hatred I had for me because I didn't feel thin enough and good enough. And the more kindly I treated myself, the more lovingly I was, the more I felt good about myself. And it became this synergy. And now I want to share that with others. That's why my book is How Do I Love Me? Let Me Count the Ways, and I'm giving that away for free, too, on the website. And I came up with the 31 Days of Self-Love Challenge to get people to raise their consciousness about the beauty of showing yourself kindness. And it doesn't have to be huge things. People say to me, I can't afford to be loving every day. They think they've got to go out and spend money. Mm. But it could just be as simple as saying no to something that you don't want to do or stopping yourself from self-criticism, or taking a walk when you're really busy and, oh, I don't have time, but you make that 10-minute to just get outside and get some fresh air, or give yourself a hug. That's loving, too.
Absolutely. And how does the challenge look like? You basically just keep log of the 31 days, or you do the same thing for 31 days, or what would you propose?
No, I recommend if you go to the website, howdoilovememe.com, you can click on Take the Pledge, and you would just sign up. You can just use your first name if you don't want to put your full name, or you can. And once you've signed it, you know that you have committed to do something loving for every day of January, 31 days. And in January, I will have a board where people can post what they do. And it's really up to you to do whatever it is that makes you feel good. I mean, it can be, as I said, simple things. If very often we're very stingy with ourselves and we're more generous with other people, but maybe there's a jam that you love, but you always buy the store brand, and this time you're going to spend that extra $3 and buy the jam you really love or the coffee you really love or just something that's not small, but it's significant because when you use it, it makes you feel good. That's what it's all about, doing things that make you feel good, and that raises your consciousness about loving yourself.
And isn't it true that sometimes you also have just to do it even you're not completely congruent with it. You know, sometimes we just have to jump over that threshold and say, mm-hmm. well, on the one hand, a part of me says, oh, you're wasting money. But another part of me says, oh, really, that feels so good to have this jam on my German pretzel. So, you know, just having that, you know, also incongruency and accepting that and saying, you know, let's try. I always have tried this one side that basically deprived me. I'm just going to explore the other side that wants to have more and wants to enjoy more and be happy more. And, this is so fabulous, I think, also in your book, because I think you describe a lot of ways where mm-hmm. people can explore self-love. It's not about, we both believe, right away being perfected, but really just exploring it and letting self-love, you know, expand as a consciousness inside of you.
Right. I live by Descartes' quote, I think, therefore I am.
Uh-huh.
And very often when you treat yourself lovingly, even if you don't feel deserving of that extra $3 or it's hard to look at yourself in the mirror and say, I love me, or it's just all of those things. But once you start doing them, eventually they become real.
Yeah.
As you do them every day, the consciousness gets higher and higher because you're going to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy the things you do, and you're also going to be aware of the fact that you are doing this for you because you deserve it.
I want to ask you both a question. This is my role today to be sort of the naysayer. I'm the Grinch that stole self-love.
Go for it.
So what I want to ask is this. If I lived on my own planet, I would be able to do everything that we've talked about today. But here's kind of an interesting thing I would like to hear from both of you. A lot of times we are in the world of other people that judge us. And Dr. Mm-hmm. Friedman and I talked about this earlier, where we really want to do something like buy that jam, but then we know we're going to be bringing it home. And the minute we put that jam on the table, the first thing that's going to come at us is, why did you do that? Or let's say that we actually wanted to do something outside of the box and we share it with someone and they say to us, why do you want to do that? People don't do that kind of thing. And I want to ask you both how we can help our listeners handle those situations, because now all of a sudden you bought the jam and you're almost ready to take it back.
Dale, you want to get a crack on it?
Well, are you talking about that someone else says something to you?
Or
you?
Totally somebody else.
Okay. They don't have to eat it. The bottom line is you have to learn to focus on self. And I've used another one of my mantras is focus on self. I've learned that people who criticize usually have issues. They've got their own problems. They
mm-hmm.
probably don't love themselves either. And so they're saying, how dare you be loving to yourself? I don't do this kind of stuff for myself. But what someone else does has nothing to do with you, or what someone else feels has nothing to do with you. It's up to you to buy into it.
Well,
people can call you ugly, but you don't feel ugly unless you believe it.
Yeah, and I'm just trying to ask
the
question, how do you handle people like that?
Well,
I know how I handle them, but I'm not going to tell people to do what I do.
Well, I'm the author of Nice Girls Can't Finish First also. So I try to be diplomatic, and I tell people I respect your opinion, but this is my opinion, and I'm going to really appreciate it if you would respect me and just don't listen. You have the choice to walk out of the room. You have the choice, if you're on the phone, to say, I have to go now. And I really would appreciate it if you won't say these kind of things to me, because this is my choice. And I'm going to do it no matter what you think.
And
you
think
can
boundaries
say it nicely.
Are a really important
good.
Sign of
yeah.
self-love. And you know,
thank you. That's right.
And I think also that, I talked with somebody recently who basically, made assumptions, which is you don't even have to hear the criticism. You can just make up a story that you will get a criticism and it stops
mm-hmm.
you from doing something.
Right.
And I ask her specifically, how does it feel when you are trapping yourself in all those assumptions and those perceived judgments? How small does your life get? And how does your body feel? And, she felt really like in a prison. But, because you're so used to that entrapment, you don't notice it until you actually pay attention to it. And so then I ask her how it would feel just to step out of it in one area. For example, she doesn't allow herself to go to a restaurant because she felt judged there. And she felt like, well, you know, I'm going to go there and they're probably going to judge me again. But she loves that restaurant. So how would it feel to give yourself permission to just do what you want?
All right. I want to hold that question because I want to ask both of you to come back so that we can do a full hour on how to address this. Because this is a reoccurring theme for people. How do we ward off the demons that affect us in so many different ways? And today, both Dale, thank you, and Friedemann, you've both given us some insight. But I would love to have both of you back and have a panel and talk about some of these things that creep up in our lives that are all about approval of others.
Sounds perfect.
I would love to do it. Because I was there, and I've lived through
it. I know
it. That's why it's so important to me.
I know it.
Teach people, hey, if you love yourself, everything is possible.
I can't tell you how much money I've spent on clothes that I absolutely have hated that other people loved on me. And then we're going to talk about that and much more. Thank you both for joining us here today. CellularWisdom.com for Dr. Friedemann. And HowDoILoveMe.com. Sign up for the challenge and much more. Thank you, Benny. Thank you, Valerie, and thank you all for tuning us in and turning us on. We'll see you next time. I tried to swim away.